I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of Those Two Girls.
Here we go.
It's Friday.
We did it. Yeah. Another week, another dollar. Another week over, another dollar in my pocket. Whatever. I have a huge existential crisis that I'm trying to work through.
What have you done?
I've killed a succulent.
How? Those things survive in deserts.
Exactly. How? So why is it dead? See, this is, to me, someone issued me a challenge. Someone says to me, you can't kill a succulent. I buy a succulent and I then kill it. Like, it's not meant to die,
okay,
Sarah.
Who is the winner in that situation where if you're issued a challenge, you know something will die
well,
in
if
it?
If someone says you should have succulents, you'll never be able to kill it. I'm like, okay, great. So what? And like, they're supposed to be like, you're not meant to water them. You can't overwater them. They
no,
just need a pot.
You've got to give them some water.
I don't. Well, it says.
Did you not give it any?
No. I was like, you reckon you can survive? I'm going to put you to the test. It's dead now.
How is that possible? You have a property with a lot of gardens on there that all managed to survive. Where was this succulent?
In my laundry.
Right near some running water.
Yes.
Right. Well, I don't. I've got nothing to say to you.
Do you have succulents?
You're a failure.
I think no. I am a failure.
No, I prefer to kill peace lilies.
I mean, it cost me $5 too. Maybe that's why I killed it. Maybe it wasn't a good quality succulent. Scott.
Sure, blame the succulent. That sucks.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Now, this may come as a surprise to our listeners, but it takes a great deal of cerebral effort to put this show together every day for you.
It
a lot. And Sarah, you and I have to pitch an enormous amount of news stories so that we can, you know, produce an outstanding radio
That's
show.
Right. And it's not just any news stories, because at this hour of the morning, we reckon people want to feel uplifted. So we're always on the hunt for particular things that just spark a bit of joy.
Yeah, we like a bit of quirk. Now, a lot of the stories we do pitch, though, admittedly, they're not great.
Okay. So we're told.
It's quantity, not quality. That's our team motto. But I don't want them to go to waste, because I feel like that would just be
a shame. A crying shame.
So what I've come up with next is an opportunity for you and I to get all of the stories we couldn't get across the line on air.
Yes.
So behold.
Wheel of News.
That's right.
There is literally a physical wheel in front of me to my left.
Yes.
With the headlines that could have been on air this week. We're going to spin that wheel and whatever one it lands on,
you're going to have to deliver the news, Sarah.
That's right. So let me tell you what we've got on the wheel here.
Okay, go through it.
New research about the basic things millennials can't do. Hint. Changing car tyres.
No. You just read the headline.
Oh, just the headline.
That's the point.
Right, great. Now I know. Weirdest things pizza delivery drivers see.
That's good.
A man paid $1,000 for a single prawn as a pet.
Ooh.
And a US bloke has been accused of taking $75,000 worth of beef tenderloin.
He was hungry.
Are we ready? It's all
Absolutely.
About the games.
Great.
Spin
okay,
that wheel.
Spin it. You're spinning it anti-clockwise.
I may have put a bit too much thrust behind it. This
I don't like it when you say thrust.
Come on, it's Friday.
Okay, what's it landed on, Sam?
It has landed on the weirdest things pizza delivery drivers see.
Okay, so can you please deliver this news story?
Yes, so Domino's Pizzas have released some information on, obviously, as the title says, the weirdest things their drivers see when their pizzas arrive at customers'
so what,
door.
What do
now,
they see?
Bear in mind, they do more than 2 million pizzas ordered every week.
No.
Yes.
In Australia.
In our country.
Wait, hang on, just let me fact check that. Hang
okay,
on.
No, now's not the time to fact check.
You know what?
Facts
you know what? Forget Sarah said
Tell
that. We don't know if it's true.
It's
just get into the story.
It's 2 million. Okay.
Okay.
First
wow.
things. People answering the door naked.
That'd be me.
Yeah, apparently often when
welcome.
The pizzas arrive, people are often in their shower and so she has to call them and they have to run down in the Nicky Nuna with just a towel on.
Yes.
Sometimes the pizza arrives when people are in the throes of passion.
Really?
If you know what I mean. Because
yes.
it's Friday.
That's them putting a timer on themselves, isn't it?
Yes. Quick, before the pizza gets here. Oh, let's do it. Offering the drivers a beer.
Oh, that's nice.
Until you actually bear in mind that they're driving for a living.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. They're not allowed. It's zero tolerance, isn't it, when you're a professional driver.
Yeah. When they get to the door, asking them for a discount.
What?
Oh, I'd want to slap somebody.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I ask them angry for a discount while I'm nude. Two birds with one stone.
And then offer them a beer?
I mean, that makes me highly uncomfortable. And the other thing that's very common is unusual orders and asking them to draw a picture on their pizza box.
Oh, because I feel like that went viral on the internet a couple of years ago. And I just, like, let me just make this very public. If you see something on the internet like that clever idea, and then you think to yourself, oh, I'm going to steal that exact idea and pretend I'm clever. No, come up with your own idea. Like, you know what?
Okay, well, you're so angry as we go into the weekend. Him? Do you need some pizza?
That was a great news story, and I'm so glad it had its moment in the sun.
I don't know if it was, actually. Maybe there was a reason that our producers pulled the pin on that one. But look, that's what Wheel of News is all about, isn't it?
Wheel of News.
Right now, I've got an appliance on my mind.
Right.
Now, that sounds exciting, and it is.
It does.
Let's talk dishwasher. Now, the very name of a dishwasher reveals its main purpose.
That's right.
Obviously, to give you a clean plate and cup to consume your food on.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Your dishwasher, as it turns out, is a Swiss Army knife in disguise, and it has an array of uses that I have stumbled across on the beautiful thing that is the internet. It has blown my mind.
Is this things that people use it for but they're not meant to use it for, or is it like actually legitimately okay to do these
legitimately
things with a dishwasher?
Okay to do this. Now, of course, on the list are the banal things like popping your sponges and dishcloths in there.
Sure, easy.
But did you know you can also put your cleaning accessories in there, like broom heads and vacuum tubes? You can clean light bulbs if you put them on a delicate cycle. Yes, yes, you're looking at me with a...
But then you've got an angry look on your face. Then you've got to wash your dishwasher after. If you're putting your broom handle in there, I'm not then putting my cereal bowl in after.
Well, it gets better. Sandals. Sneakers.
No.
Yes, this is what it's saying. Okay. And then let's ramp it up a bit more. Sporting equipment. So you've been to Saturday morning sport with the kids.
Like your footy.
They're a bit grotty. Don't worry about it. Put their shin pads, their knee pads... Everything in the dishwasher for it to be clean. Hair brushes. Okay.
I don't know if this is hygienic.
They're just things because there's a whole other level with food preparation that you can apparently use your dishwasher for.
If you're about to tell us you put your cats in the dishwasher, this is it.
No, don't put soap in the cycle. But they're saying you can use it to rinse veggies. Take it up a notch. Steam veggies?
No.
Steam fish?
You're not putting a slab of salmon in the top rack.
Yes, that's what they're saying. Keep it in the steam pouch, put it in the dishwasher, and it will steam
I want to, like dead set, I know we're not meant to issue challenges to each other in the middle of a break here, but I need to try this.
Let's do it. We'll use the work dishwasher. We'll do it next week.
Well, I'm not using my home dishwasher in case this fails dismally.
What are we going to steam?
Like bok choy?
Okay.
Okay, let's try.
You wouldn't be able to steam a carrot. A hard root vegetable would need more.
It's saying you can do anything. Like with rinsing the veggies, you put your brushed potatoes on the top thing. And then if you've got like strawberries and berries, you put them in the cutlery.
If you're washing your veggies in the top rack of the dishwasher, that's going to take a lot longer because a short dishwasher cycle is still 30 minutes.
Look, I'm not denying.
Why wouldn't you just stick them under the tap?
I prefer a colander as well. But they're saying you can actually use a dishwasher for these things. And you can also use it to keep your food warm. You know, if ever you're in the instance where your oven has just...
Given out.
Okay. Yep, given up the ghost. Pop it in the dishwasher.
Every member of the team is bringing a vegetable on Monday for us to steam in the work dishwasher. That's what we are going to put this
And you know what? If you don't think we lead exciting lives, then you've been proven incorrect.
That's it. No more questions. We're doing it.
But we want a clean dishwasher to begin with. The work dishwasher is festy.
Oh, I'm definitely not it. You guys will try it. Monday, can we steam vegetables in the work dishwasher?
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
It is allergy season. And
which isn't a happy time of year for many people.
Not, but the reason I'm saying it's happy is because I have the joy of using my neti pot all over again.
What? Your what? What?
My neti pot. Don't you know what a neti pot is?
I think I do, and I think I had blocked the memory of you using one last year from my mind.
It is
the
my
nose.
The nose. The nose. Okay. So, listeners, if you're
hose.
Not... if you don't know what a neti pot is, like Scott the Loser over there, a neti pot is, it's quite an old-fashioned device, but basically it's a container that's designed to rinse debris or mucus from your nasal cavity. So there's two different styles. One can look like a little genie's lamp or a little sideways teapot, if you will, or there's also like a more vertical style, which is the one I use, which is kind of like a little pump. So the way you do it is you put the head of the neti pot or the spout of the neti pot into one nostril, just at the entrance of your nozzle, right? You open your mouth. You open your mouth. It's very important. You have to create that passage. Open your mouth. You squeeze or pour the neti pot up one nostril. It will go around your nasal cavities. And wait for it, it'll come out the other nostril.
I mean, the reason I've blocked that from my memory is because I walked in on Lee's in the work bathroom last year over the basin when she had a serious sinus sniffle.
I had sinusitis.
That's right. I mean, if you put itis on the end of anything, it's
Sarah,
very
that is
serious.
A thing. It's a condition.
I know, because you were hosing out your nose. 3 times a day with the neti pot. And I walked in, and if you think, like, you're an attractive girl, you really are, but putting somebody, watching their nasal juices kind of flow out their mouth at speed.
It's not.
It's a really intimate way to get to know somebody.
It is. There's a lot of, there's all the orifice open.
Oh. Like, orifice is not the plural for orifice.
Oh, I'm so uncomfortable right now.
This is the thing that I realised, guys, is at first I was like, this is really confronting, this neti pot usage. There's a lot happening. You've really got to know what you're doing. However, it is the most delightful of sensations. It has cleared up my allergies. Sinusitis was gone in a matter of days. It's like your brain gets a warm bath, even though it doesn't go up to your brain.
So I mean, I've never done it, but I am intrigued.
Sarah.
Does it feel like you're drowning?
Not at all. And you know what? Drowning is my ultimate nightmare, right? Ultimate. But this is not like that. It's very calming. Honestly, guys, I want you to try it for me because I think it's one of these things that people are overlooking. They're going straight for the Sudafed. They're going straight for the nasal sprays. Go back to salt water solution, filtered water, warm in a neti pot through your nozzies. Mouth open, mouth agape.
I don't know whether you're trying to make neti pots happen or the word nozzies.
A bit of both, column A and column B.
All right, okay, so allergy season, snotty noses, cough,
will you
sniffles,
try it?
And you're saying bring back the neti pot?
Well, I just want you to try it for starters because it's one thing for people to hear me rave about it, but
yes.
I would like them to go, okay, you're a neti pot
because
virgin.
Because you rave a lot about of a lot of things that are inconsequential, whereas when people hear it from me, they know it's good.
No, I just feel like for someone who's never done it, you're rocking your V plates on the neti pot, I want your account.
It's a beautiful phrase for a Friday.
Can we like
a diary entry, Sarah? Will you try it and then come back to us?
Yes.
I will teach you. We'll do like a, what are they called? Like a not a workshop,
a review.
No. Like, you know, when you take people step by step through stuff. A tutorial.
Wow.
A nozzy.
It's been a long
a neti
week.
Pot tutorial.
Yes. Let's pop some confetti for the neti.
Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes.
Guys, I'm so excited.
Well, it's going to go up my nose.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one, just one, just one.
Was that opener a good idea?
I mean, as the title suggests, one word is all it takes.
Absolutely. That's the game we're playing. Scott's going to play us one word of a song, and Lise and I will buzz in and try and guess said song.
Title and artist.
Let's test your buzzers. So if Sarah gets in first, it'll sound like this. And if it's Lee's.
Okay.
Are we ready? At the moment, amazingly for a game on this show, Sarah is winning.
I know. We need the scoreboard.
I mean, it's 1-0.
Okay, well, that'll be
easy. Yeah, I'm not getting
too
ahead of myself.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
Yep.
The first word in the one-word song game is...
Music.
Wow, Lee's.
I think I buzzed in too early.
So do I. What's the song?
I'm just going to go Backstreet Boys. I don't know. Do I get another listen?
No.
No.
Okay.
Oh, music.
Coming back again. Yeah, I feel like it's Backstreet Boys.
I feel
Boys.
It is too.
What's the next word?
Back all right.
No, because they don't say the... What is it? It was that everybody.
Yeah, the song's called Everybody.
Okay.
And then parentheses, Backstreet's Back.
Okay, darn it. Yeah.
I got halfway. Half a point, producers.
Nah, zero all as we move on to the next word in the one-word song game.
What? What is, even is the word?
Hand.
Oh, I think I know.
Hand on mine. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time
by
Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah! I feel like
Sarah, you are very good at this game.
You know what? I think it's because I grew up in a regional area. And when you're in a regional area, you have to listen to all kinds of music.
I haven't. Is it Cyndi or is it Belinda?
No, it's Cyndi.
Cyndi's the original one.
Cyndi.
That's from Strictly Ballroom soundtrack.
Right.
And I still listen to that on repeat.
Yeah.
It is a good soundtrack.
Okay.
All right. This right here could be the moment that Sarah wins week two of the one-word song game.
Okay.
When we throw to a tiebreaker. Here we go. Your one word is...
Obvious.
Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy. Yes!
He was a boy, she was a girl. Can I make it any more obvious?
Was this you in high school?
She did ballet.
What more can I say?
All right, tiebreaker time in the one-word song game.
Okay.
I'm going to play you one word, title and artist. Guess the song. Sarah, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Lee's, are you ready?
Yes.
Your word is...
What?
Fresh.
It's fresh.
Fresh.
Guys,
come on. Is there another one? No, what is that?
It's called one word, not two words.
And it's so obvious as well.
I don't know. I'm just going to go...
We'll buzz in. Wait, play it again.
Fresh.
Okay. French Coast Girls, you melt your popsicle. Oh. Teenage Dreams, Katy Perry.
She hasn't said the name of the song. She said California Girls
by Katy Perry.
You said Teenage Dream, which is minus three points for lying to its Lee's wins.
The
second win of the one word song game because of a lie. Because of a lie, we minus 3 points.
We know she lies in games.
What a great way to end on International Women's Day.
Oh, Sarah, don't bring that.
Yeah,
that's got nothing to do with anything.
It's about equality. And you just took 3 points off me for no reason.
Because you said French Coast popsicles. That's
not even
the name of the song.
I'm sure I said California.
You said the song was Teenage Dream. You said the song was Teenage Dream.
No, I was singing the lyrics.
I don't care. You got it wrong, mate. You got to follow the rules. That's what equality looks like.
Is that even the lyrics?
It's not the lyrics either.
All right, let's get out of here. One point to Lee's, one point to Sarah.
The producers are saying they never even say Teenage Dream in
those lyrics. Don't they? There you go.
All right, so we're one apiece?
One apiece.
Okay. Someone get a scoreboard in here. It's getting serious.
The one-word song game returns next week. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.